Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his regular Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
The President of the United States will visit the capital city of Virginia today.
Not just the capital city of Virginia, the congressional district of Eric Cantor, his bete noire in these continuing struggles over the nation's finances. The president, of course, will be at the University of Richmond following up on that big job speech he gave last night. But this is also a reminder that the stakes in Virginia for Obama are very high. He carried this state last year. The economy, of course, is a big issue, perhaps maybe not as big an issue as it is elsewhere, given that our jobless rate is about 6% compared to the national figure of 9%. But there are some issues that are, say, local in application that could make this state tougher for Obama. GEFCOM, a carrier transfer, metro rail dispute in Northern Virginia, on again, off again dispute over offshore drilling, also federal money for high-speed rail, which the state didn't get. Now, after this big rally up out in the West End, Eric Cantor is going to have his own jobs event. He is clearly attempting to sound a bit more conciliatory after, shall I say, some embarrassments. The spending fight obviously took its toll on Congress's standing and presumably to some degree Congressman Cantor's. And then, of course, there was that, depending on one's perspective, bon mot over disaster aid. The congressman indicated after the president's speech last night that there may be some elements of the plan that could be backed by both parties. Bipartisanship, a word one not often associated with either party these days.
Texas Governor Rick Perry, and now the front runner, according to early polls for the Republican presidential nomination, will be visiting the Old Dominion next week. And, of course, that's stirred up comments from other political leaders.
The Perry visit is part of a state Republican Party fundraiser, but also a reminder of the swingy nature of Virginia at the presidential level. But in advance of the visit, the governor's reaffirmation, if you will, of Social Security as a Ponzi scheme is giving the Democrats, specifically Tim Gaine, the presumed Democratic nominee for Senate, a chance to rev up the base and also take a shot at George Allen, the presumed Republican Senate candidate. Kane is attempting to build a fundraising and grassroots appeal, linking Perry's stance with George Allen's Senate vote to privatize Social Security. Of course, that was in Allen's first term as a United States senator.
The Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, a panel of it, has dismissed two lawsuits seeking to block the federal health care overhaul bill, and that is a loss for Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli in court.
Or perhaps a non-win. Remember, Ken Cuccinelli gets a lot of points for taking on the administration on this, a lot of points with his very conservative Republican base. I suspect one could make this the argument that this is a technical knockout for the Obama Justice Department by the Fourth Circuit, ruling that Virginia hasn't standing to challenge this health care mandate. Put another way, the courts are saying that the state is not qualified, has no legal basis to initiate this lawsuit. And also pointing, it needs to be pointed out that the judges did duck the merits of some of the arguments advanced by the Attorney General. Cuccinelli, of course, gets points for trying. Expect to hear that the deck was stacked against the Republicans from the beginning. Remember, three of the judges who heard the case are Democratic appointees, two named by President Obama, a third by President Clinton.
We're coming up on 8:38 in about 10 seconds, so just under 2 minutes to go. Sunday, of course, is the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, including the Pentagon on Virginia soil. And there's been a lot of change in government reaction or preparation for terrorism and homeland security since then.
Certainly. And one of the most immediate steps that Virginia took was strengthening the requirements for issuing driver's license. Remember, many of the bombers had Virginia licenses. One of the things that I think came out of Virginia's experience, of course, was a period of bipartisanship, maybe somewhat narrowly tailored. Mark Warner, who was elected governor that year, appointed John Hager, a defeated candidate for the Republican gubernatorial nomination as the state's first homeland security czar, and he served in Warner's cabinet. And of course, that position is now held by a Republican, Terry Suit. Of course, there was a campaign going on at the time, and it went dark for a couple of weeks because Mark Warner and his Republican challenger, Mark Early, didn't know quite how to manage the landscape post 9/11.
All right, Jeff, thanks very much. A lot going on this week to talk about. We'll talk to you next Friday morning about the president's visit and reaction to that and other Virginia political news. Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch.